Good evening, everyone, live from Philadelphia. It's the Canes and the Temple Owls tomorrow at 3:30. So we record this podcast on Friday from Philadelphia. My guest is Ramir Vaughn from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Is that correct? You got to unmute your mic. All right, we'll start. Go ahead. So can you hear me now, Ramir?
Yeah, my fault.
Okay, sure. Ramir Vaughn's from the Philadelphia Inquirer. He's with Temple. It covers Temple, and he has a few minutes tonight to join me. Ramir, thank you for coming in.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Okay, right off the bat, I mean, we talked about it a little earlier, but yeah, the thing with Temple this week has been, of course, the passing of President Epps. From a football perspective, from a sports perspective, tell our audience how much President Epps meant to this city.
She loved Temple and football, Temple sports in general. She was a big sports fanatic. So her passing definitely hit, you know, at least the program really hard. She, as I said, she went to games. She loved the team. She loved to be around the team. I'm almost 100% positive that they had some sort of moment of silence for her on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll give a moment of silence for her, I'm sure. From a football, next thing you mentioned was the weather. The weather's supposed to be a big story tomorrow here in Philadelphia. Windy, rainy. How will that affect the running game of both teams, namely Temple? Because I know they had a big performance last week against Norfolk State.
Hopefully it won't hinder their run game. I think it'll hinder the pass game more than it will the run game. But their offensive line just played like their second consecutive game together. So they have a lot of moving pieces on the line. And if your offensive line isn't, you know, gelled together, it makes running the ball more difficult. And with it being so slippery and so rainy, there might be an injury or two that happens, and that will throw off their run game. But in terms of overall, I don't think it'll affect anything they do. I think Miami's defensive line will affect it more than, you know, the weather will.
Yeah, the thing is, one of our writers, Gio Million from Life Wallace Sports, reported this evening that Cam Kitchens, the all-world, all-American safety for the University of Miami, will not play this game. He's being held out because, you know, the serious injury 2 weeks ago against Texas A&M. He will be ready to go when conference play starts. He will be ready to go when conference play starts. So we lost it. There's Ramir back again. I'm sorry about that. So basically what it is he will not play. He will be ready when ACC play starts in 2 weeks. The thing I noticed, Ramir, the thing that really stands out to me is E.J. Warner. Tell our audience about E.J. Warner, knowing that he's the son of Kurt Warner. How good is this kid?
He's better than other, you know, quarterbacks, especially at the P5, or not the P5, the G5. He's he can be accurate at times. Sometimes he can, like, the accuracy can be kind of iffy. If he misses, he usually misses high. A lot of short throws, a lot of dink and dunks. I might be the only one who thinks this, especially like in the Temple realm. I think EJ is a tad bit overrated, especially like by Temple fans, mainly because, you know, what he did last year. But I'm more of a what have you done for me lately type of person. And he, like, the first two games just weren't good performances. He had a really good game against Norfolk State, but at the same time, that's the FCS. Like, it's Norfolk State. So he's supposed to do that against Norfolk State. And the team, they ran the ball a lot, and he was helped greatly simply because of the fact that they were finally able to run the ball. a lot of his numbers are inflated because he passes the ball so much because they struggle to establish a run against certain teams, against a lot of teams, actually. But I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I just think he might be a tad bit overrated by Temple fans.
No, I think I like the kid Warner. The kid, he's gonna be a good, maybe he'll be a good pro. Basically, the thing I looked at last week, when I looked at the Rutgers game, the thing that stood out to me is Temple's run defense was putrid, especially but they were in the game for three quarters before they fell apart in the fourth. What did they learn from the Rutgers game that they can carry over to this game for those first three quarters?
Gap discipline. I think it was something that Jordan McGee and Coach Van Drian talked about a lot after that game, especially in both of their post-game press conferences. I believe I was the person who asked Jordan McGee what happened. And he was pretty much like, we got out of gaps and we weren't gap sound. And they did a whole lot better in the whole state. So if they can take that again into against Miami, against Henry Parrish, and, you know, Miami's really, really about close to the line, I think it'll help them, you know, in this, because they're going to have to stop the run.
Yeah, given the conditions also, Ramir, how has Temple prepared to take on those multiple weapons Miami poses, especially on the edge, and especially trying to stop a potent quarterback like Tyler Van Dyke?
It's hard to say because they haven't faced a receiving corps like this all season long. And even last year, they haven't faced anybody that is, you know, the speed that the Miami secondary, excuse me, receiving corps, you know, for us. So it's kind of hard that they don't really have those type of guys in the building either that can, you know, simulate the speed of Miami's receiving corps. They got guys like John Adams and guys like Dante Wright. But, you know, John Adams is a homer. Dante Wright is a transfer. Even though Dante Wright has played really well to start the year.
I mean, the weapons being at the defense. Guys that can simulate. I think I lost you there, man. I think we lost them there. Hold on. I'm sorry about that, folks. Here he comes. Yeah, I'll go down to audio here. I'll go to audio. I'll take off the video here. But yeah, the thing I look at, Ramir, when I look at this team is Jaquez Smith is a pretty good back. I mean, and in weather conditions like this, like they're talking about tomorrow, ball security is going to be absolutely critical in this game, but really for both sides. But I really think the kicking game, I think you're going to see a lot of fourth down attempts tomorrow. Do you agree on that?
Yes. It's supposed to be stormy and windy. There's no way they try. I'm not saying Camden Price out there for any kind of field goal attempt. I think I agree. I think we see a lot of down converts, a lot of.
I think we're losing him there. Yeah, he's coming back. See if we get him back. Yeah. Sorry, folks. The signal here at this period of location in Philadelphia, it's a little spotty. So forgive us if our guest comes in and out. We do apologize for that. So I might just go that route. But another thing, Ramir, when I look at this team, I look at this Temple team. It's like, this team is capable of putting it all together. I mean, what do you think, Ramir, will be keys to victory for Temple tomorrow if they are to pull the upset?
They have to score points on offense. Their offensive line has to play their behinds off, quite frankly. Miami's defensive line is very good. They have a couple guys who possibly could be, you know, NFL draft picks. And Leonard Taylor is a damn good defensive tackle. So the offensive line has to be able to protect EJ Horner. It has to, when he decides to throw the ball, and they have to be able to run the ball open on lanes for Joe Fresco, for Darnell Hubbard, for Edward Sadie. And if they're able to do that, they have a chance. I don't necessarily think that Temple will be able to stop Miami's offense or Miami's run game, especially because they lack depth and, quite frankly, talent up front on the defensive side of the ball. So,
yeah, I think so. And by the way, they are going to honor Joe Klecko tomorrow at halftime, who just recently got into the Hall of Fame. Great, great, great player with the Jets. Great player at Temple. Like his son Dan went to Temple too, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, yeah.
What I'm going to do also, Ramirez, I want to get you out of here on a short prediction. Give me your score. Give me your prediction tomorrow. Hold on. We lost Ramirez a second. Sorry about that, folks. I think, yeah, the signal's a little bit on the station side. It's a lot of background noise here in the pod tonight. Ramir, I'm going to get you out of here on this. Give me a prediction for tomorrow.
So before I knew about the rain, my prediction was going to be the 3. But after seeing the rain and after, you know, the weather conditions, I don't think Miami scores as much, and I also don't think Tampa scores at all. So 52-0 is my prediction. I just don't think they got the guys to compete with Miami.
I look at the conditions, and it's going to, I say to me, for me, I've said it, ball security will be vital in this game, especially given the conditions, especially on punts, and that's been our issue with you know, fumbling punts, etc. I think it's going to be closer than people think. Yes, Miami wins comfortably, but I'm going to say along the lines, give it because of the conditions, I'm going to go Canes 38, Temple 14. That's my prediction tomorrow. So, hey, Ramir, listen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Be safe tomorrow. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, Daniel, I appreciate you having me.
Thank you.